Dit is SBS Dutch.
De Public Health Association of Australia, de PHAA, heeft een Aboriginal en Torres Strait Islander Voice aangekondigd, die de organisatie gaat begeleiden bij hun inspanningen om de kloof tussen inheemse en niet-inheemse gezondheidsresultaten te dichten. De Public Health Association of Australia, 's lands belangrijkste NGO voor de volksgezondheid, koos voor deze stap na een bijna unanieme stemming door hun leden. Jorta Jorta vrouw Dr. Summer Mae Finlay is universitair hoofddocent aan de Universiteit van Wollongong en tevens Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Vice President van de PHAA.
What this means going forward is that we're going to have an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander collective front and centre on all things that impact our mob, which is really, really exciting. So many Aboriginal people do public health, and we want to make sure that we're hearing from the diverse range of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from around the country. And my responsibility now is to essentially set it up, so create the collective and start doing the work that needs to be done for our mob.
De beslissing komt bijna 2 jaar nadat het referendum voor een First Nations Voice in het parlement door de Australische kiezers werd afgewezen. Sindsdien hebben een aantal deelstaatregeringen en NGO's ervoor gekozen om gehoor te geven aan de wens van de meerderheid van de inheemse gemeenschap in Australië, die destijds voor deze speciale vertegenwoordiging stemde.
It was actually the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander members that really drove this particular agenda with the support of the CEO and the team and the board. So it wasn't the PHAA thought that there was not enough. It's just best practice and good practice to do this. After the failed referendum, we really wanted to make sure that we were honouring the model that the vast majority of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people supported. And I think the Public Health Association has done this.
Uit de laatste gegevens van de Productivity Commission van de regering blijkt dat slechts 4 van de 19 Closing the Gap doelstellingen op schema liggen. Maar belangrijke doelstellingen, waaronder onderwerpen zoals zelfmoord en de ontwikkeling van kinderen, blijven verslechteren. Volgens universitair hoofddocent Finlay kan geestelijke gezondheid een gecompliceerd beeld geven.
So we've seen that the closing the gap target has gone backwards. So this is mental health, but also social and emotional well-being. Suicides are really a symptom of broader systemic issues that relate to education, housing, employment, all of those kind of things. The other issue I think that's really important is we know that mob actually go to the doctor later or present at hospital when they're quite sick. And part of that is because they don't feel safe in the healthcare system. I am a patient at times, and I've experienced, as someone with the high levels of education, not great care because I'm Aboriginal. And I've been able to advocate for myself, but I know a lot of mob don't have that. So what we really need is health professionals to step up and lift their game.
Jakara Egan is een Moody Moody en Gunjitmara vrouw en het hoofd van Headspace First Nations culturele praktijk en betrokkenheid. Ze is het ermee eens dat organisaties zoals de hare een veilige plek moeten kunnen bieden aan jonge Aboriginals en Torres Strait Islanders, waar ze hun strijd en angsten kunnen delen.
Through the Victorian Royal Commission into Mental Health Inquiry, we saw our people weren't seeking help until the very acute and sometimes in an involuntary capacity, which inevitably causes more harm and more trauma to our people. So we need to get it right before it gets to that point. If First Nations young people take that brave step to go and seek help, we want to make sure they're always landing in a culturally safe and responsive setting. Change isn't going to come overnight, but I really think the work we're doing around implementing First Nations targeted services, building First Nations targeted resources to get to our young people is so important.
Mevrouw Egan zegt dat het belangrijk is om flexibiliteit te hebben en manieren om elke dienst aan te passen aan de behoeften van verschillende gemeenschappen.
So at Headspace, we really need to meet young people where they're at. You know, some young people feel really okay with coming into the centre and prefer to be seen in centre. And then other communities and young people in those communities really benefit from service providers. So whether it be, you know, peer workers, mental health clinicians, SUB workers, you know, going out to them and meeting them, you know, it overcomes some of those tangible barriers. And also it allows us to meet young people in an environment that feels safe and comfortable for them.
Uit het laatste onderzoek van de Productivity Commission is gebleken dat organisaties die door inheemse gemeenschappen worden bestuurd de sleutel zijn tot vooruitgang bij het dichten van de kloof. De commissie beveelt regeringen aan om naar de First Nations te luisteren en de beslissing bevoegdheid te delen om positieve veranderingen te creëren. Julie Tongs is Wiradjuri-vrouw en sinds 1998 directeur van de Winunga Nimitja Aboriginal Health and Community Services in Canberra. Ze legt uit wat haar organisaties onderscheidt van niet-inheemse gezondheidsgroepen.
It's because we do holistic healthcare in the true sense of the word, where it's not just about doctors and nurses and Aboriginal health workers. It's much broader than that, where we have a social health team that consists of Aboriginal staff that do drug and alcohol counselling, social emotional wellbeing, road to recovery, justice reinvestment. It's about the social, emotional, spiritual, physical and cultural wellbeing of our clients.
Ze zegt dat het werk van door de gemeenschap geleide organisaties zoals Winunga essentieel is, maar dat de verwachtingen om in hun eentje vooruitgang te boeken met de Closing the Gap doelstellingen onredelijk zijn.
Pretty much anything can come through our doors, you know, people with addiction, people with mental health issues, trauma, all of those things, you know, that impact on people's physical well-being. And we provide the wraparound services with, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists and other allied health professionals, but we're so under-resourced and there's an expectation that we can do everything, but we can't do everything. Something's got to change, you know, like we shouldn't always be expected to do the heavy lifting. There's other services out there that get money to do what we do, and they need to lift their act.
Universitair hoofddocent Summer Finlay zegt dat de beslissing van de PHAA om een First Nations Force op te richten als voorbeeld moet dienen voor andere niet-inheemse NGO's over hoe te luisteren en te leren, zodat de sector uiteindelijk de First Nations gemeenschappen in het hele land beter kan dienen.
I would really just like to raise the bar a little bit and call on other non-Indigenous organisations to really think about doing something similar. The Public Health Association is the first organisation that I'm aware of to embed something like this in its constitution. And really, I think non-Indigenous organisations out there should be starting to think about doing the same.
Dat was een bijdrage van Sam Dover voor SBS Nieuws, in het Nederlands vertaald door SBS Dutch.
Like, deel. Geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.